Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
We have gone from rhinos to Rinso in just one election. Welcome to the program. Now, I was on vacation. As many of you know who are loyal listeners, I was off on Friday. I was to have been off today and a few other days. I figured I'd take a breather after the election. But just when I thought I was going to get out, they pulled me back in. I'm back in because you cannot stay away from what is going on. What is going on? Did I want a Boehner in Trump's clothing? Who will Rents and the rhinos steer onto the Supreme Court? Middle of the roaders like Roberts? Rhino judges? And what about trade deals? Will the rhinos pass TPP after we were told that they wouldn't? There are many other things we have to talk about. Those of you who read the internet know that there are many stories on this issue. But before I begin analyzing my position, and it's said best in the WorldNet Daily version, Savage warns Trump on Priebus from rhinos to Rinso in one election, because frankly I was shocked that he would choose this insider who has destroyed everything decent about the Republican Party. How many years have you heard me tell you that it's the Republicans who are a bigger threat to this country than Democrats, because at least with the Democrats, we knew what we were getting. They were all left-wing Marxist Islamists. They said so. That's why they lost the election. But these stealth rhinos in the Republican Party, as you well know, were those undermining the voters for years now. Remember what happened in 2012? Remember when we sent all these young Turks to Washington? Do you remember what Boehner and McConnell did to us right after that election? They stabbed us in the back, and they went along with the Democrats on virtually everything. Why do you think that this will be any different now? Why do you think I am talking about Rinso Priebus, who I call the enemy within the GOP? I don't know the man personally. He is what he is. He's just the middle-of-the-road guy who does the bidding of those who run the country. And those who run the country are the ones we threw out of office. But guess what? We wake up and they're back. So before I begin the beginning, let me begin at the beginning again. Today's show is me keeping my promise to you. It was I who elected Donald Trump. I don't need anyone else to tell me that. You know it and I know it. He was on the show since 2011. People have listened to his policy ideas, said they came right out of your last three books. Why? Because they make sense. They're common sense ideas. But they also resonated with the voter. The so-called disenfranchised voters heard my message, whether it was directly on this radio show, heard on 260 stations around the country, or in one of my best-selling books, or on my website, or on Facebook. I was pounding the hammer, beating the drum, year after year, year in, year out. I wake up and suddenly we see the exact people that we wanted thrown out now running the country. I'm just trying to caution Donald Trump. He goes on 60 Minutes, and he says that Obama's a nice man. Then he said Hillary's a nice woman. All right, I understand politics. I understand he can't come across like Mussolini screaming and yelling. I get that. He's very smart. He's a diplomat. He's a businessman. He's building bridges. Believe me, I see the big picture. That's all well and good what Trump says on 60 Minutes. What's not well and good is appointing Rinso Priebus to be chief of staff. And why do I say that? Because he is going to appoint 4,000 people to their jobs in the Trump administration. 4,000 of the top layer of the bureaucracy that we will live with for the next 4 to 8 years are being appointed by none other than the head of the party that we just elected out of office. It is no different than if Jeb Bush had won. Think about what I just said. If Jeb Bush had run and beaten Hillary, which would have been unlikely because he didn't attract any of our attention. He wouldn't have gotten the disenfranchised white guy to come out and vote. Never. He was not an attractive candidate. He didn't give us what we wanted. But if Jeb Bush had won, tell me how it would be any different today than the way it is now with Priebus now coming in as chief of staff. So the same 4,000 people that Jeb Bush would have appointed are now going to be appointed by the RNC. And who are these 4,000 people? Why, they're the very same people who were thrown out after Bush left. You think they're not waiting in the wings? You think they're not working at all of these think tanks? You think that they're not the exact same people that destroyed our hopes for secure borders, English as the official language, and a culture we could be proud of? That's who they are, and they're going right back where they were, and then some. But it gets even worse. Unless we raise our voices now, on week one, before he's even president, you can just imagine if you take the trajectory of what is being done right now and move it forward 3 months from now, and you will see that we got nothing out of this election. So what is my job? My job as a member of the media is that I'm a member of the Fourth Estate. And what is the Fourth Estate supposed to do? We are supposed to be a thorn in the side of those in power. We're not supposed to be currying favor with them to get invited to the Lincoln bedroom or to be invited to a state dinner or begging for a job in the government. I don't want any of the above. I don't really want to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom after Al Sharpton was in there. I don't really want a government position. I don't need one. I don't want to take a cut in pay and a cut in status and sit all day long, 12 hours a day, talking to bureaucrats. But let's look at what we're talking about here. 4,000 jobs are going to be filled by the RNC. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Now, I know many of you don't want to hear this. Many of you are confused. Many of you are saying you're acting like a Brutus by attacking him. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. We're not in the media to sit here and kiss his behind. If he's going off course on day one, you know what it's going to be like on day 30? I want you to think about it if you're a boater or you're a navigator of any way. If a ship goes off course by 1 degree on day one, do you know how big that angle is 30 days from that day? You know how big 1 degree becomes way out in the sea? Now, if it's off course by 50 degrees or 60 degrees, can you imagine what that ship will be doing 60 days from now? These are some of my thoughts. I know many of you are of a different opinion. But before I go anywhere near the rest of what I want to say, I have to summarize my opening as follows. You want to hear it? Someone much wiser than me said to me on Saturday when we heard about this, he's younger and wiser, much wiser, sees things I don't see, which is what makes him smarter than me. Very few people do. He sees things around the corner and around the globe. And he said, even if we only, I said, what if we only get 10% of what he promised? He said, Dad, I mean, Michael, he said, if we only got zero, if we got 0% of what was promised, we would be 1,000% ahead of where we would be if Hillary Clinton had won. Do you know what Hillary Clinton would have done to this country? I mean, we're all breathing easier, as we should. I don't sit here worrying about a government that's going to come down and crack down on talk radio and get rid of it. That's never going to happen, even with the RNC. Never. I can guarantee you that will not happen under a Trump administration. I'll bet any amount of money. There's no fairness doctrine. Guns, they're not touching your gun. So on two amendments alone, we're 1,000% ahead of where we would have been had she won. Okay, so that's number two. But she promised so many things that was so unpalatable. Not to mention the psychopathic leftists that she was surrounded by who would have brain beat us every day of our lives, let alone her with her shrill, maniacal voice, day in and day out screaming about the dangers of white people and white privilege while laughing all the way to the Swiss bank. So, as I say, I see the big picture. This is not an attack. Our job was to get the best person into office. Now that Donald Trump has won, our job is to make sure that Donald Trump does what we put him in office to do. We are not expecting 100%, but we are expecting more to be done than in the past. What are the three top priorities you would have expected from a Trump presidency? What would you do when you wake up and find out, as you did already on Saturday with Newt Gingrich, I don't trust that man. Newt Gingrich is an untrustworthy insider hack He already came out Saturday and said he didn't mean a wall, he meant a fence. If it wasn't a cyclone fence, it was a picket fence. And even a picket fence could be a portable fence. You could put a fence in, you could put a fence out, it could be a stake. It doesn't have to be a whole fence. It could be one picket in the fence, and the picket could be picked up by the Mexicans and put in where they want. They can cross the border and carry the pickets over to Arizona. It's not really a fence, it's not a wall, it doesn't matter. They started in already. So what should I do? Stay on vacation and come back and say all is well? It's not my job. My job is to be what I've always been in the media. Always the same. 22 years, consistently, a man who built the motto of Borders, Language, and Culture into a crescendo that America finally heard, with my last book, Scorched Earth, raging across the planet in its common sense. But remember the subtitle of the book, Restoring the Country After Obama. Obama is not a nice guy, as Donald Trump said. Obama is a dangerous ideologue of the worst kind. Obama has set race relations back 50 years. Obama has created a war against the police. I don't have to go through a litany of what Obama has done, but nice guy does not apply to Barack Obama. He is the most devious president in American history. I don't know, and I've studied them all. I've never seen anything like what he has gotten away with. So no, he's not a nice guy. But remember what happened, though, after Mr. Trump met Mr. Obama last week? Did you see how he left so meekly? And how he said what a nice man he is and he's going to counsel him? We need Obama to counsel him? That's what the election was about? To have Obama counseling our leader? How did that happen? Well, my friends, I have studied revolution since I'm 18 years old. We just had a revolution. But have we really had a revolution? Or was it just something else? All revolutions never give what they promise, no matter who they are. No matter who the revolutionary leader is, the people who got him where he is are always disappointed. I have studied the Castro Revolution in Cuba. I've studied the Hitler Revolution in Germany. Wherever there has been a revolution, on no matter which side, no matter which extreme side, the people who elevate the leader to the power position that the leader has craved his whole life are never satisfied with where the leader goes. So this will be no different. So this is not, I'm not speaking from the point of view of being a Pollyanna who would have expected 100% of what I thought I was going to get. Never. In fact, I was telling you last week, before the election, if we even get 50% of what Donald Trump promises, that'll be 1,000% better, 100% better than what she's going to do, right? What's the opening line in my book, Scorched Earth, or one of the opening lines? Life under Trump, death under Clinton. Yes, we have life, therefore we have chosen life. What I see, though, is the RNC moving in to suck the life out of Donald Trump and his revolution. I have a question for the audience, and the question is, what do you think about my comments? Do you think it's too soon to criticize the direction this campaign has taken? Do you think that Trump should have chosen Rinso? I'll be back to take your calls. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Politics is a very strange quagmire for those of us who are immersed in it 24/7, as I have been for 20 some odd years and many years before that. The fact was, in addition to my opening comments, which will probably be picked up by many enemies of Donald Trump, saying that even his supporters are turning on him, which is not what I said, but they'll extract it because that's what the News Klux Klan does, those like Wolf Blitzer and the NKK, those who wear not white sheets but the sheets of deceit, will take my statements out of context and say I am attacking Trump, which I'm not doing at all. My point is quite different. I promised my listeners that if Trump got elected, I would try to keep him on track, didn't I? Didn't I tell you over and over again that our job would begin after the election? Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I say to you that it would be men like me who have to say, now, wait a minute, no, Mr. President, I'm sorry, with all due respects, we're glad you're president, but no, 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 you're not going to put in rhinos everywhere or rinsos. But that's what happened. Now that it's like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, only in this case, the story may not end the way we want it to end. This is not an attack on Donald Trump. Our job was to get a man into office who would defend our nation and restore our pride and bring jobs back. And our job now is to make sure he does what we put him in office to do. We're not expecting 100%, Mr. Trump, but we are expecting more to be done than would have been done had Jeb Bush won. We didn't elect a rhino. Why did we reject Jeb Bush? Why did you so successfully decimate Jeb Bush? Because you knew what he was. He was an insider. Now, I know we're going to get a lot of good things. Trump will designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror organization. That's fantastic. When I see them packing up their skirts, their dirty nightshirts, and I see them flying out of America on their filthy rugs back to where they came from, that'll be a great day for America. I can guarantee you that no matter what Priebus tries to do, I can almost guarantee it, he is not going to bring in 550% more Muslims from terror countries as she would have done. And I can guarantee you as I sit here, he's not going to attack talk radio. He's not going to take away our First Amendment. And I guarantee you he's not going to attack our Second Amendment. The rest I don't know right now. Why couldn't he appoint a war hero like Tom Cotton? Why could he not have appointed Tom Cotton to a major position? The man fought in our wars. The man is an elected senator. What about all of those young, real conservatives who we elected in 2012? Do you remember them? I have a list of them. Not one of them was picked by the Trump administration. Think about it. Do you remember how many people went to Washington because of the 2012 revolution? Do you remember that? And then we got stabbed in the back by who? Boehner and McConnell. And there they are. McConnell is still there. And the altar boy, Rinso, is there for him. The altar boy. Boehner is and McConnell's altar boy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Revolutions all follow their own course. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We just had a revolution a week ago, Tuesday. We all woke up Wednesday. We breathed easier. The sky looked more clear. We weren't looking over our shoulder anymore. We didn't fear that in our lifetime the crosses would be taken down off our churches. We felt it was all over. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. And then by Saturday, the whole world shifted again. Now you could say that he has to deal with the power structure, that they're not just going to disappear. He also has to get things done with the entrenched bureaucracy, with the entrenched Republican bureaucracy. The wheels are turned by these people. He can't just suddenly put 4,000 new people in who don't even know where the levers are, let alone how to turn the levers of power on. He has people there who know how to turn the levers of power. But that's the problem. Will a strong leader who gives a directive be able to redirect these people when he has entrenched himself in a certain number of months? I don't know. But I do think it's very important that men like me, who was called the godfather of Trumpomania by even Salon magazine, and I thank them for that because it's true. Many people said that many of his speeches over the years sounded as though he was reading a teleprompter written by me. Great. I love it. But now I wake up and there they are again, the very people that I detest, the people who destroyed everything I believe in, the people who wanted to give us amnesty for the illegal aliens, trade with the TPP thing, if you want to go down that road. Oh, I can't wait to wake up and find out that that's what he's going to go ahead with, saying that, oh, it was just a campaign, nuking. It was just a campaign slogan, ending TPP. He didn't really mean it. Is that coming tomorrow? There was just a campaign promise? He didn't mean TPP? I mean, so don't you think it's my job? Look, you have faith in me. Let's start with that. Who am I? Right now, I'm still the same person I was last week. Before the election, before the party at the club, before the big amazing victory. I got to talk about that for 1 second. I've been reading over the weekend from all of these spoiled children and the liars who were funded by Trump, by what the heck is his name? George Soros, the criminal, in my opinion. George Soros should be hunted down by Interpol for what he's done to this country and others. But I'll leave that to bigger shots than me. If Putin can't get him, I don't think we're going to get him. Now, here's the thing. Think about this very carefully. Soros, Trump, Putin, think about all of these things. One thing is for sure, we may be a little dissatisfied with the appointment of an RNC Rinso. We're not going to have war with Russia, are we? No, I'm not fearing a nuclear war today. I can guarantee you that the Russian fleet is going to go home, back to their home ports, within the next weeks or so. It's over. We're not going to war with Russia. The maniac woman would have taken us to war with Russia because she was surrounded by psychotic feminists who wanted to knock out Putin. I've told you all about that. So we have to count our blessings. But I want to speak directly to the popular vote because there's a big lie going on out there in the media from the Ku Klux Klan. Those who wear the white sheets on their souls in the Ku Klux Klan are telling you that the Electoral College should not elect Trump, it should elect her because she won the popular vote. First of all, she didn't win the popular vote. If you eliminate, are you ready for this one? Write it down very carefully, Wolf. Get your secretary to write it down, Wolfie. If you eliminate the millions of illegal aliens that were flooded into this country against the Constitution, against the will of the people, and against the law by the community organizer, the community wrecker, Barry Obama, if you eliminate those millions of people who voted illegally in this election, and you eliminate the prisoners that Obama flooded out of the jails, and you eliminate all of those unqualified to vote in every other way, you will see that he won by millions of votes if you knock out all of the illegitimate voters. And make no mistake about it, how many states voted for voter ID laws? I can't even count them. And who nullified the states' rights? None other than the community wrecker, Barry Obama and his minions of anti-Americans. They destroyed voter ID laws in every state that enacted them. I go to countries around the world, even Caribbean nations, they have voter ID laws. Why would you permit a person you don't know to vote in your country? What, are you crazy? Well, that's what a community wrecker does. That's how they get elected. That's how they stay in office. I live in San Francisco. The entire power structure was elected by illegal aliens. The whole power structure was elected because Jerry Brown, very wisely, since he's a Machiavellian man, aligned himself with the Service Employees International Union. The SEIU represents illegal aliens. It does not represent the American people per se. And as a result of that, the American people were shafted in California. The taxpayers were told to drop dead by the entire power structure here. We have an illegitimate one-party system in this state, and it stinks to high heaven. And that's what would have happened to the whole nation had Trump not won. But this is probably on the big picture, on the macro level, going to end. Probably. But the only way we make sure it ends is that we warn Trump. We caution Trump. We tell Trump that's not what you were elected to do. You were not elected to go along and get along. We didn't elect you to be like Jeb Bush. We respect you. We wish you the best of luck. We'll be behind you 100%. But you can't go so far off course that we don't get what we want. We need it. We need it badly. So again, this is not an attack on Donald Trump. It's an attack on the rhinos, who I now call the Rinsos. Who will they pack on the Supreme Court? You know that Trump gets to replace 99 U.S. attorneys if he wants? Obama replaced most of them, put in fanatics. Unqualified U.S. attorneys, fanatics across America. Fanatical left-wing academic louts. Well, Trump can replace them all. And where's he going to get all these attorneys from? Who are they? I don't know. Who will Rinso and the rhinos steer onto the Supreme Court? More John Roberts types? We don't want John Roberts types. We want conservative judges who are going to protect us for the next 50 years. See? Now, all of this began Saturday or Sunday when Julia Hahn of Breitbart sent me an email. I think it was Sunday morning. This is all going on in one day. I was still on vacation. I had family up. I wasn't really trying. I was trying not to do this. This is a very intense year or so, right? We all needed a breather. And all of a sudden, I get an email from her. And she says to me, what do you think of him appointing Rince Priebus as the chief of staff? I immediately answered. I didn't even think that carefully. I said he's the RNC, everything the voters rejected. He will steer Trump away from every policy we send him to D.C. to change. He is the enemy within. He is Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and the old guard. They do not want change. Out with the old, in with the new. That was all I said. I didn't have to go to a book. I didn't have to call anyone for counsel on what I should say. See, I'm not looking for an appointment in Washington. I'm not looking to get invited to a state dinner. I don't want to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom after Al Sharpton was in there. I'd rather stay in my own bed. Okay? So I'm not looking for anything. And once you're free of want, whether it be with an administration or with anything else, you're a free man. So actually, I feel freer than I did last week. I don't even know if I'm going to get to use the umbrella at the inauguration now. That umbrella may stay in the wrapper. That would be a shame. But I can't do anything about what Donald Trump's going to do or his staffers are going to do. They're going to probably misinterpret everything I'm saying today and say he's not on the in-list anymore, tell him to go you know where. Fine. I won't go to Washington. One less trip. But you see where I'm coming from or not? Many of you don't. Many of you are true believers and you don't want to. Well, I see. I'll go back to the big picture. We got 1,000% more than we would have gotten with her. I guarantee you we're not going to hear lectures about climate change. That's over with. All we would have heard from her was climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change. Day and night. LGBT, 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 LGBT. White privilege, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. That would have gone on for 8 years. All over. That's not happening. So thank God we won. That's all I could say. I hope one of the first things Donald Trump does is get rid of that idiot backstabbing Brutus inside the Defense Department, that pink-tied professor. He should put him in prison for what he's done to the military. Can you imagine that guy? You know what I'm talking about? The guy with the pink tie. I don't even remember his name. Carter, another one. Ashton Carter, another policy schmeck that they pulled out of nowhere to enact the community destroyers' plans. What did the schmeckle do in the Defense Department? Ashton Carter. You know what he did? You know what he did as near as a few months ago? He prioritized sex change operations instead of surgery for wounded war veterans. That's what he did. That's his highest priority, is to do sex change operations in the military. Here's a schmuck who couldn't defeat ISIS with the strongest military in the world. The military is now so demoralized, it's frightening. One thing is for sure, this military will not be demoralized once Trump, the strong man, becomes president. That I can guarantee you. There's no way the Republicans are going to get away with this. There'll be riots in the street if they continue the policies of Ashton Carter. There'll be riots in the street if they grant amnesty to illegal aliens. There will be a civil war if they go back on everything they said. I don't have to say it. I know it. Who do you think these Eddies are? You think that they're a bunch of unwashed morons like you think? Just idiots who live in the boondocks? You're wrong. I've analyzed as much as I could since the election. Do you know that she didn't even garner a larger percentage of the suburban, white-educated woman vote that she thought she was going to get? She only got 51% of them. She ran on a pro-woman platform, right? She called them every name under the sun. They made him into a sexist and a thisist and that. But at the end, guess what happened? White, suburban, educated women went over to him. It was 49-51. How'd that happen? How did that happen all of a sudden, that the white women realized that they were digging their own grave with her? Why didn't they buy her act? Think about that one. So believe me, a lot of things happened that are wonderful in this country, and we saved the country just in time. But my friends, now we have to do, I have to do, you don't have to do anything. I have a job. I've told you over and over again, my job as a member of the Fourth Estate is to constantly analyze and keep politicians in line. And say, that's not what you promised us. Or let's put it in another way, a way you might understand it a little better. Remember years ago there was a reporter when Reagan was president. His name was Sam Donaldson. He built a reputation. He had a big toupee. I don't have a wig. He had a wig. It was a wig job. But Donaldson built his name by always being so-called outspoken. So when Reagan would say anything, he'd say, Mr. President, he always would interrupt the press conference, right? He shut off his big mouth, Mr. President, and he'd always get in one line. And he was revered for that. Oh, what a brave man. I haven't seen one reporter stand up to the community wrecker, have you? Who stood up to the community wrecker in 8 years, quaking in their boots, terrified of him? The reign of terror is about to come to an end. The reign of terror is almost over, not quite. He's got a few more months yet to flood the illegals in and destroy the entire court system. But there wasn't one reporter who stood up and said anything to Obama in all these years. Wait until you see how they find their testosterone. Oh, my God. Jake Tapper, I hear, is taking lessons on how to be a man now. I hear he's going to a school on how to be a man. They're training him to use his voice and how to speak from a more deeper part of himself. I hear Wolf Blitzer is getting a renovation, inside internal renovation, to show how tough they are. Wait till you see him at the press conferences. All the little meek sheeple that let this happen to us. Wait until you see what the members of the News Klux Klan do with Trump every time he comes out for a speech. Wait until you see. Mark my words. Now, on the other hand, many of you are seeing it a totally different way. I got in so many Facebook comments over the weekend. Many of you are saying, no, he's just following the edict of the Godfather. You have that one, Robert? It's a good part for it, the Corleone one. Let's play that one where he says to the father, Michael Al Pacino says the enemy thing. We have that one ready? Yes or no? If it's yes, play it. Well, you can't.
My father taught me many things here.
Like no response.
He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
All right, so that's from The Godfather, written by a brilliant novelist, Mario Puzo, one of the great lines of all time. And many of you assume that Donald is doing that, that the RNC is his enemies and he's keeping them closer. That's possible. That's totally possible. But we'll find out, won't we? This is the Savage Nation, be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Do you think that your election is a repudiation of his presidency?
No, I think it's a moment in time where politicians for a long period of time have let people down. They've let them down on the job front. They've even let them down in terms of the war front. You know, we've been fighting this war for 15 years.
So, no, it's not a repudiation of Obama. Gee, a few weeks ago, sorry. Obama was the devil. So, what do you expect me to do? Go along here? I have to be consistent, don't I? All right, so we'll go back to what I said. Life under Trump, death under Clinton. I still believe that. But I'm not going to be complacent. Would you expect me to be complacent? Is that what you think my job is? To go along now as a goose stepper? In my books, I have warned that our nation is in danger from two forces. Liberals and their progressive agenda, and radical Islamists with their murderous visions of jihad. And I warned you that both groups were working towards similar ends, to destroy Western civilization and remake it in their own respective images of socialism and Sharia law. I'm 100% right. Now, Donald ran on that campaign. And the situation today is no different than it was a week ago. We are not just being ripped apart by terrorists and socialist politicians to this day. We are seeing pockets of our once great population descending into anarchy. What do I mean by anarchy? Take a look at the losers in the streets. Take a look at these lowlifes in the streets. These are not legitimate protesters. They lost the election. We see blocks of protest buses caught on tape. They are organized by the worst forces in the world. They're funded. Don't think that it's your daughter just screaming about sexism. It's not about that at all. They are inspired by a president and an attorney general who openly censored our brave police. We have supremacists of all kinds in those mobs. We have white-hating lunatics in those mobs. These misguided, deceitful, hateful people are now being revered by the News Klux Klan. And behind them are Barack Hussein Obama, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton. And that's all supposed to change, is it not?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
There's something about the bright, happy look of this family and their bright, clean clothes that tells you immediately, Mother uses Rinso.
Here's new Rinso. New Rinso's richer, softer, softer.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, just we needed Rinso Priebus for Chief of Staff. Welcome to the Savage Nation, where all good things happen all the time to such good people. Well, anyway, you get the picture. I'm not happy with the appointment of a rhino, who is now a Rinso, who is going to do-o exactly what-o dear old Jeb Bush-o would have done-o. That Boehner-o and McConnell-o did-o to us-o. But several weeks ago, it must have been 6 weeks ago, Donald Trump was on this show, The Savage Nation. Right on the show that nobody will refer to in the mainstream media, or for that matter, in the lamestream alternative media. They very rarely mention my name. You'll see my name on the Drudge Report. You'll see it on Newsmax. You always see it on WorldNet Daily because they're my partners in the newsletter business and in the website business. But outside of that, I don't exist. Everyone got Trump elected but me. People you never heard of elected Donald Trump. People stabbed him in the back for 6 months. People who called you Trumpsters, Trumpettes, Trumpeteers for 9 months and now his best friend. Donald Trump came on the show a month back and he said, when I asked him about Putin, he said, I might even meet with him before I'm even inaugurated. Do you remember that? Raise your hand.
Yeah, if I win on November 8th, I think I could see myself meeting with Putin and meeting with Russia prior to the start of the administration.
Okay, Donald Trump said that. It made news. Everyone in the media, all of the news Klux Klanners, attacked him. Oh, Trump said he'll talk to Putin. Unqualified. Unprecedented. How dare he step in Obama? Ooh, they went crazy. Wolfie went nuts. He needed a brain transplant after that one. I imagine the others needed triple therapy that week. Imagine Tapper needed to go for a double or triple therapy session. Ooh, Trump said he might meet with Putin. How dare he meet with Putin? He's not president yet. Ooh. Well, Trump did what he just said. He talked to Putin today. Right now, he said he would do it on this show, and he just did it. Just came out. I'm seeing it. Where am I seeing it? On Newsmax. Russian President Putin and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Monday agreed to work towards constructive cooperation, including on fighting terrorism. In their first phone call since Trump won November 8th, they agreed to channel relations between Russia and the United States and combine efforts to tackle international terrorism and extremism. Now, look, I don't have to say it makes sense, doesn't it? It made sense to everyone except the sorority surrounding Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's community destroyers. This is good news. I said it in scorched earth. Did I not say to you, life under Trump, death under Clinton? This is good. The Kremlin was so happy, it said that the importance of creating a solid basis for bilateral ties was underscored, in particularly by developing the trade economic component. So they're going to lift all of the horrible, horrible things that Obama did to the Russian people. The Kremlin added that the nation should return to pragmatic, mutually beneficial cooperation, which would address the interests of both countries, as well as stability and safety the world over. This is so beautiful. Putin and Trump said that they will maintain contact by phone and seek to meet with each other in person. Trump will take office on January 20th, replacing Barack the Destroyer Obama, whose relations with Putin, I need not say what they've been. They've been a nightmare. This is such good news. He won. So this is terrific. So the Russians spoke with the Americans, and Emperor Barry was omitted. Emperor Barry was omitted from the discussion. Emperor Barry was omitted. Good news. Trump talks to Putin, discusses global threats. Would you raise your hand if you were part of history when Donald Trump said right on this show? What date was it, Robert? Do we have the date of it by any chance? October 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, Donald Trump said he would do just what he did today. And the News Klux Klan went insane at that time. They wanted war with Russia. It would have been good to sell newspapers. Let's hear it again, for those of you who didn't hear it the first time on the show.
Yeah. If I win on November 8th, I think I could see myself meeting with Putin and meeting with Russia prior to the start of the administration.
Now, what you don't know is that I suggested he meet with him. That's how he answered the question. What you don't know is he went off script. What you don't know is I was the strategist of this meeting. What you don't know is I led him to that conclusion, and his staff was very unhappy with that, and as a result, he didn't come back on the show for quite a while. What you don't know is anything. You don't know anything. You all think you know something because you read 8 websites. Listen to me. I know what's going on. You don't. What's going on is I led this peace between the two nations. I did. Because it makes common sense. What Barry, the Emperor Barry did was a nightmare. Emperor Barry almost set off World War III. And Hillary the Hatchet almost caused World War III, calling Putin Hitler. Boo-hoo. Now, Huma Abedin was seen crying in her cappuccino the other day. Boo-hoo, crying in a cappuccino. And make no mistake about it, all these idiots screaming about she won the popular vote, blah, 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 electoral college, blah, blah, blah. Oh, nonsense. If you will eliminate the 3 million, it's estimated now at 3 million illegal aliens that Barry the Emperor flooded into America over the last, it's almost a decade now. We've suffered under this man for almost 10 years. 10 years of this nightmare. This nightmare that Barry has induced upon us, altering our way of life, destroying everything we believe in. 8 years he's flooded the country with illegal aliens. Didn't matter whether they were bringing in drugs, didn't matter if they were terrorists, murder, didn't matter. As long as they could vote for this wonderful Democrat Islamist Socialist Party, hey, they were all welcome. So now you take out those 3 million votes. You take out the felons that he released. You take out the women from Brooklyn who voted 3 times. Once in Brooklyn, once under their dead husband's name, and once or twice in Boca Raton. And you have millions of voters who shouldn't have voted at all. And you see that Trump won by a landslide. That's all. And this is no disrespect to people in Boca. Some of the nicest people in the world live in Boca Raton. I don't know any, but I hear they do. In fact, my mother, may she rest in peace, I think was in that area before she went to heaven. So it's not a knock on the people in Boca or Brooklyn directly. It's an indirect knock. But you lost. Your gal lost. She's now in the dustbin of history. She would have been the first, what, woman president? Now, what would that have done for us? We would have had Angela Merkel on the foggy bottom. That's what we need, is Angela Merkel on the foggy bottom. Just what we'd all been waiting for. No, so we have a huge victory to celebrate. Don't ever mistake what I'm saying to you today. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. This is a great day, but my job is to restore the country after Obama. It's not just to win the election and then say, oh, good, now we can all go home. Some big things are going to happen whether we push Trump or not, like what just happened with Putin, right? But now we can't relax now on all the other things. Judges, U.S. attorneys, immigrants, taxation, freedoms, education, the lies about global warming have to stop. The constant litany around the clock about the evils of the white person have to stop. They all have to stop. Glorifying everything wrong with America. Horrible, horrible, horrible. It'll all stop. Now, the thing is this. Many of you disagree with me on what I'm saying today because you think I'm criticizing Trump unfairly. You're wrong. But I'll take your calls anyway. Let's start with Paul on WABC in New York. Paul, your opinion, 30 seconds or less.
Dr. Savage, Donald Trump continues to play chess while everybody around him plays checkers.
All right, that's my line. All right, go. Now give me one of your lines. It's my line you just used. Go ahead.
I don't remember it, but Donald Trump and you are spurred.
Oh, you don't remember it? I said other people are playing checkers while he's playing triple chess.
Well, he is. And the call he had with you on Election Day, to me, was a nudge wink, a public nudge wink to you and your listeners. Trust me, I got your back. And I don't think he could have articulated that or verbalized it exactly that way. But
all right, so you have faith that he's going to go along with everything he promised or as much as he can, and this is just a shuck and a jive to outmaneuver the RNC. Is that what you're saying?
Rincer Priebus is exactly that. He's just an operational guy. He's not going to... Oh,
sir, wait, please. I know you're walking and talking and sipping on a cappuccino, but you're not thinking. Rinso gets to put in 4,000 appointees. Do you understand that, Paul?
Yeah, a lot of them are secretaries. So I'm not concerned about that. I'm more concerned about what...
What do you mean? Wait a minute. Please, don't go glibly over 4,000 higher-level... What do you mean they're just secretaries?
Well, a lot of them are operational.
And you're saying that operational individuals have no control over the direction of a department?
Donald Trump has control, and I think...
No, you're wrong. No, you are wrong. He cannot sit and look at every memo sent out by 4,000 people put in to undermine him by the RNC. That's my concern. I had envisioned young people coming to Washington, as did come to Washington after JFK won. Remember I talked about that metaphor 2 weeks ago? I saw a new day dawning in Washington, D.C., when tens of thousands of young people would line up for new federal jobs. Conservative young people would flood into Washington to save America and clean it up, drain the swamp. Remember that?
Yes. And he's got a...
Why is Donald Trump not picking these people out there who are dying to work for him? Why is he letting Rinso do the job?
I applied for a position, okay? I'm a successful attorney. I applied to assist in a certain area, and I think what he's doing, he's got a website. You know, you do an application, and it goes directly to whatever...
Okay, so what department would you like to work in?
I'd like to help with transitional issues involving privacy and data security.
Right. Sounds like you're an expert in that. That's beautiful. I'll put in a good word for you. What's your name? I'm joking. They don't want to hear from me anymore. Thank you, my friend. It's up on Drudge. The godfather of Trumpomania is now pictured on the top of Drudge. The world is seeing me once again in my beautiful green felt hat. Honeymoon over already? Question mark. Savage says looks like Jeb Bush won. There it is. Don't think that I'm invisible just because Megyn Kelly doesn't have me on Fox News and I'm blacklisted by the giant, the jolly green giant there, the leprechaun. Make no mistake about it. I am my own man. Savage warns Trump on Priebus. Looks like Jeb Bush won. Now, Drudge got a better picture of me with the hat than the old picture with me with the microphone in the house with the thing. It's a nice picture with the suit. The shoulders are crumpled up. I don't like the shoulder pads. My grandfather was a tailor, may rest in peace. He would be very embarrassed by the shoulders and the shoulder pads of the giant. You know, it's so amazing. When a picture goes up, you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. Honeymoon over already. Savage says, looks like Jeb. I'm going to have a good night. I am going to have such a good night because I made myself heard. Can you hear me now? Do you understand that I speak for you? Do you get it? Do you understand that my voice is your voice? Do you understand I am the voice of the voiceless? Do you understand that the millions of you who wouldn't have voted were it not for me are the people who elected Donald Trump? Do you understand that I'm speaking for you? Do you understand what I am risking by doing this? I don't think you quite get it. You say I was just a loudmouth looking for rating. You don't quite understand what I'm doing today. I was cautioned by some very powerful individuals in the media when I told them what I was going to do. They said, are you sure you want to come out so forcefully in this direction? I said, why should I change course now? They're counting on me. The people count to me. They said, are you sure of this? Because once you do this, you're going to be on the outs with the Trump administration. They will never forgive you. I said, hey, there goes the state dinner with Czechoslovakia. There goes the night in the bedroom. Now the umbrella I bought for the inauguration, I think, will remain unwrapped. I think that I'm on the X list. Nevertheless, if you care to comment on what I'm saying today and what you think about Rinso as chief of staff, go ahead. 855-407-2822. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is now seeing exactly what I'm saying all over again. I helped elect Trump, possibly in the most dramatic way you can imagine. I don't need you to say it, yes, no, But I'm not happy with his appointment of Rinso. Rinso should not be in that position. And here are people, if you go to the top of Drudge and you see the link to the WND article, read it for yourself before you shoot your mouth off. Many of you are jealous. You work for competitive people in the business, and you're trolls trying to attack me, but it's not going to get you anywhere. You're not going to take away a 20-year reputation because you put a stupid comment up on an article. Here's what someone wrote. He said, Trump made a mistake when he chose Priebus, because he is going to fill those 4,000 positions with progressive Republicans who will continue to allow the erosion of our Judeo-Christian society and allow the progressive stack courts to violate our constitutional right to practice Christianity. That's what someone said. Another one wrote this. By giving the most important job beside the presidency to an establishment favorite, Trump is in serious trouble. He is going to run to the establishment to help him with actual governing. Wall Street favorite Jamie Dimon as Treasury Secretary. So much for bringing in new blood. Now, many of you are saying other things, and I won't read you. It's important that you read it yourself. And many of you are very, very jealous of the fact that not only am I credited, even by the intellectual left, for having established Trump's legitimacy with my ideas, but now I am the first one on the line in the scrimmage against the RNC again. It's easy to say, you know, for years you went on and on, oh, I'm against Republicans, but you won't say anything today. Not a word, nothing. For years I was declared as an independent. I call myself an independent conservative. For years, since I started in radio. I never said I'm a Republican hack. Never forget this. Remember when Bush was president, he invited talk show hosts to the White House? He had Wallbanger in. I mean, excuse me, Sean Hannity. He's my friend now, I guess. He had Rush Limbaugh in. Remember they all went to the White House? Take a guess who Bush did not invite. Yours truly. Take a guess what's coming tomorrow. Same thing. Watch. So I missed the state dinner. I missed the night in the night at the opera. It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather sleep in my own bed listening to the seagulls in the morning. I'd rather throw him some bread in the morning, a couple old pieces of pita bread, and watch Donald and Daisy fight over the bread. I try to spread it out so they don't fight, but it's just the animal kingdom. Two birds, you throw three pieces of bread, they'll fight over a single of the, one of the pieces. It's like mankind himself. I'd rather feed the birds than eat in the congressional dining room. I was there once when Sonny Bono was congressman. May God rest his soul. He had me there. It was a big kick for me. If I'm invited, I'll go. I have the umbrella.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You called her crooked, Hillary, said you wanted to get in jail. Your people and your audiences kept saying, lock him up.
Yeah. Well, like, she did some bad things. I mean, she did some bad things.
A special prosecutor?
I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them. And I will give you a very, very good and definitive answer the next time we do 60 Minutes together.
All right. Let's move on. Nothing to see here. Let me explain something to you. Remember last Tuesday night? It seems like an eternity, doesn't it? Tuesday night. We're all watching a TV party. I had a party, whatever. I got tired. It was like 8:39. I wanted to go home. It still wasn't over. It was hanging in the balance like we didn't know which way it would go. I had to get home because I had to do a show the next day. I drive home and we're watching TV at home when I get home. Watching, still not decided, back and forth. The whole thing's hanging in the balance. Then before I go to sleep, it was 11:30 at night on the West Coast. The skinny one with the fangs and the claw hands, the guy with the blood and with the nutty... You know, the devil worshiper comes out. I forget his name already. Podesta. He'll get a job in Hungary somewhere running a dungeon. Podesta comes out, and he says, it's not over yet. Every vote counts. So go home, get some sleep. We'll see what happens in the morning. I turn to my assistant. I say, Ryan, they're going to steal it in the middle of the night. Them and the Soros maniacs are going to steal this election, right? 20 minutes later, what happens? Hillary Clinton comes out and concedes. Shocker. Now you have to ask yourself, if her hatchet man says it's not over, then she comes out and says it is over 20 minutes later. And then the next day, the very next morning, Mr. Obama himself comes out and says it's over, congratulating Mr. Trump in the most neutral terms possible. What do you think happened in those 20 minutes between when the hatchet man spoke and Hillary conceded? My guess is that a deal was struck with Donald Trump. Deal was, you don't prosecute Hillary, you don't prosecute Huma, you don't go after Obama for anything he did. Moreover, you leave some of his policies in place that matter to him, like pieces of Obamacare, and we will concede the election to you. We will not fight you. That's my guess. It would make common sense, wouldn't it? If you were them, what would you do if you pretty much knew you lost? You would work out a deal with the people who are going to follow you the best you could. Now, first thing is you look out for your own behind. Look out for number one. So first thing is they look out for themselves, cover their back end, then their policies, if it really mattered to them. Obviously, to Obama, it did. To her, it didn't. He's a true, ideologue. He wanted his socialized medicine. And if you want your socialized medicine, you can keep your socialized medicine. Okay, so if you want your fence now, what, you can keep your fence? If you want your wall, you can keep... Is that what we're going to hear in 6 months? If you want your wall, you can keep your wall? I mean, what's coming next? We don't know. So, having been a thought leader for all of these months, and years for that matter, I feel it was my obligation to come back from vacation. I was having a nice time doing nothing. I don't go anywhere on vacation, but how could I be off on a day like today? How in the world could I not be on this radio station that you're listening to me on when so much has gone on in just a few days where you desperately at least want my opinion? I'm not saying agree with me. I'm saying hear me. I'm a forceful voice. I'm a thoughtful voice. You may not agree with me, but many of you use me as a sounding board. And then you make up your own mind. So there's my mind, that's all. Now, Drudge has it up with me with the green hat. And his headline is interesting. Honeymoon over already? ? Savage says, looks like Jeb Bush won. Obama claims achievements. That's an interesting one. Savage says, looks like Jeb Bush won. So you click on it. He'll get a million hits on this. Savage warns Trump on Priebus, looks like Jeb Bush won. Great article from WorldNet Daily. My friend Art Moore interviewed me this morning. I'll read it to you. How's that? Since you're not going to read it. Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think I am wrong for trying to tell Donald Trump we are still here? We didn't go away. Please don't ignore us. Please. Well, let me take one call instead, then I'll read it. Dan on KSFO, 30 seconds or less. Go.
Yeah, Michael, I would just say I think Priebus can be trusted because Donald wouldn't have chosen him otherwise. I think that you're the one that got Trump elected by rallying the Eddies, the evangelicals and the Eddies put him over the top. But I wish Drudge hadn't put that up there, Michael, and I'll tell you why. Trump needs your voice. He needs a Bannon's voice, and he needs to know that you're not going to throw him under the bus. I know you never would. He just stopped World War III from happening. It's because of what you've been doing, Michael. But I just think that Priebus, he's not Boehner. He's not McConnell. He's a younger...
What makes you think Priebus is trustworthy? What has he done that makes him trustworthy? The chinless wonder from Topeka, from Oshkosh.
Trump has chosen him. Trump has chosen him, and I think we got to give him a little bit of time. I understand your concern with him because I'm just as anti-establishment as you. Boehner.
Dan, let's slow down. Priebus is an altar boy for the RNC. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Tell me what would be different with this altar boy being chief of staff under Trump and this altar boy being chief of staff had Jeb Bush won. Tell me the difference. He's going to pick the same people.
Well, I think he might pick the same people, but I think with Trump's input and with Bannon there in the key position that he has, I understand the concerns, but I don't want Trump to stop listening to you or Bannon. I don't think he's going to, Michael, but I wish Drudge had not thrown it up there as though now somehow you're equating Trump to Jeb, because you know he's not. You've shown us that he stopped World War III. You've shown us what Hillary would have had, and I want him to continue supporting you and knowing that you've got...
I understand, but I tend to think that it's over. The bromance is over. I don't think you'll be hearing from Trump anymore on my show.
Well, I'm not so sure, Michael, because, you know more than anyone else just what he's done to save our country. And you know, Trump can handle the sorts of...
Wait, he hasn't done anything yet except talk to Putin, which is a huge deal. You know, if he does nothing else, he's already done something great for the world?
He's already. How about the Supreme Court justices that are coming? How about the...
Whoa. Now you're way off base. Sorry. I opened my monologue by saying... Since he put Rinso in charge as chief of staff, which we never expected. Who will Rinso and the rhinos steer onto the Supreme Court? They're liable to be middle of the roaders like John Roberts. Remember him?
Yes. Yeah, he gave us Obamacare.
Okay, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm sending you something very important. You're a thoughtful man. Scorched Earth, subtitle, Restoring the Country After Obama. I need you to read it and understand what the program is that we elected Trump to follow. It's all in my book. It's the Bible of what should be done. Now, as far as Rinso Priebus goes, what a hard name that is. I don't want him a ridiculous name, but I named him Rinso for the sake of convenience. I don't know how to pronounce it. Rinse. So I thought of Rinso, a detergent. And I think he's a detergent who's trying to clean out conservatism from Donald Trump's committee, okay? Never forget who he is. Have you forgotten that Rinso tried to sway Trump's supporters in April of 2016 by claiming the GOP would not support him? I'm sorry, you thought I had a heart attack. No, it was like I sneezed. The heart stops for a minute. My heart needed a rest. Do you know that he said that if Donald Trump... wins the back in April of 2016, I will quote something Rinso said. 2016 April, Newsmax. I do my homework. Here's what Rinso said. Rinso said, if Donald Trump wins the Republican presidential nomination this summer, Republican National Committee Chairman Rince Priebus is vowing not to give the billionaire's campaign control over the party leading up to the November election, according to a report in the New York Times. The Times said, Priebus, quote, has also let it be known that he does not plan to let the Trump campaign take over the party apparatus if he captures the nomination. Did you catch that? Now you understand what the word apparatchik means. The Soviets know what apparatchik means. That he will not let the Trump campaign take over the party apparatus if he captures the nomination. Well, he's fulfilling what he said. What do you mean by the party apparatus? Meaning the corrupt, rotten, stinking Republican Party is still running the country. That's all it means. Yes, the commander-in-chief is going to be different. The tone of the country will be different. But it seems that they're going to still be doing everything they've done to shaft the American voter. And that's what we're worried about. Rinso Priebus said, you will not take over the party apparatus. Now, what's very interesting is that before he was nominated... Remember I said to you, Julia Hahn Breitbart emailed me Sunday morning and said, what do you think of it? He is thinking of appointing either Priebus or Bannon as chief of staff, and I immediately attacked Rinso. Now listen to what I'm saying. He didn't appoint Steve Bannon as chief of staff. Why? Because Steve Bannon would have replaced everyone in Washington. Steve Bannon would have brought in 2,000 new Young Turks. Steve Bannon would have brought in the new blood that we voted for, and that's why Steve Bannon was made an advisor. Now what does that mean? What does an advisor mean? He doesn't have control of the apparatus. Steve is not running the apparatchik apparatus. Do you get it? Steve Bannon remains an advisor. What's an advisor? I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Does he appoint the 2,000 people? No. Who's going to appoint the 2,000 people? Rinso. Who is Rinso? Rinso answers to who? McConnell and who? Paul Ryan. So in other words, Boehner is back. They'll have to call Boehner back from retirement in Jacksonville. They'll take away to Johnny Walker and they'll call him back yet. So look, my friends, that's the way it is. What do you want me to do? Change the reality? Make you feel better? I can't. It's not in my nature, number one. And number two, I got to tell you the truth. I'm not going to be on this show like for the rest of your life. I mean, you know, whatever the number of years are left that I have or that the show has, God willing, it's a long time. Nothing lasts forever. But you count on me to be a voice that you have heard for years, that you listen to. I have to say it like it is. What do you want me to do? Gary on WABC, how do you want this show to go?
Mike?
Gary, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mike, I'm going to do my best to get you to send me a book.
We want Michael Savage to be Michael Savage, and if that means you have to criticize Trump or whatever he's doing and any of his appointments, that's what you have to do. That's the Michael Savage that we love. That's why I listen to your show. The other guys are Johnny Come Latelys, especially on the immigration issue, Mike. You're the man out there that we listen to. I come home from work, I put you on because you put it out on the line there. I don't care if that guy doesn't come on your show no more because you put out the truth, and that's what we want out here, Mike. We want to hear.
See, that's why I love the callers out of Brooklyn. Howard Beach or where?
I mean, not Howard Beach. I'm in South Ozone Park.
Close. Similar district.
Yes.
An adjacent district. It's like two different towns in Italy, right?
You better believe it. But this guy's a little closer to the water.
What, you're closer to the water or they are?
No, they are. Howard Beach is beautiful. They're
near the water. So they take people on a Sicilian boat ride, a one-way ride?
Mike, we don't discuss those kinds.
Come on. I'm just.
You know, come on, Mike. You know.
I'm letting off some steam. I don't go out on the Sopranos boats. Believe me.
Right. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there pretending to be gangsters too. You know.
I know. Every dentist, when he goes out at night with the gold chains on Mulberry Street, and he's a wise guy. I get it.
Right. But I called in. I try to do my best to get a book sent.
No, you're great, man. I love your voice. So you see what I see, Gary? Come on. I see the MS. I see what's going on.
Mike, you're a Bronx boy at heart. You could take you out of the Bronx, Mike. They're never gonna take the Bronx out of you. You see the whole thing unraveling. You know you can spot a phony 100 miles away when other people.
Well, okay. You're a street guy. What do you think of Renzo Priebus?
He's you know what the whole deal is? When I saw Trump running around with a little fat boy, right? Christie, I said right there, the establishment is now sitting in the engine room of the Trump campaign with this guy.
Oh.
Rebus really is basically the, what would you call the guy who's going to line everybody up for the jobs and everything. And you got to go to the chief of staff, you got to go to him first before you even get near Trump.
Right, so he's going to pick the 4,000 positions. It's exactly as if Jeb Bush won, because Renzo would have been the chief of staff anyway.
Right. The bottom line is the establishment is sitting in the engine room of the Trump administration, right?
Right. So Trump is the engineer right now, but he's not on the steering wheel.
And it's impossible for him to be on top, like you said before, impossible for him to be on top of every appointment and everybody's...
Of course not. He doesn't even want to. Is he going to let this guy do it? So we're going to get all the people that we didn't want. That's what I'm afraid of. And so this is not an attack on Trump, although it may sound like it. It is a vociferous appeal to Trump to listen to us.
Let me tell you something, Mike. There's a million people listening to your show right now who's saying he better be nice to you because you got him elected president. You're the guy out there in front. These other guys on the radio, these are Johnny Come Latelys.
I guarantee you that they will be at the inauguration and I won't. I bet you money right now they're going to dump me like a hot potato in their drawers.
The difference is, Mike, because they can shine shoes real good. You don't do stuff like that. He needs someone to shine shoes. He'll get the other guy down the dial to do it, and they'll do it for
interesting,
him.
Interesting. Gary, I'm sending you scorched earth, this time not in a plain brown wrapper. You're actually getting a copy with the cover. Show it proudly. You want to hear something funny? I got to take a quick break. But listen, this is something funny. I'm getting all over my Facebook. People are saying, after the election, I went out and bought your book because I was afraid to buy it before. They were actually afraid to go in a bookstore and buy Scorched Earth for fear that they'd be ridiculed or be seen with it. It's all changed. The book is becoming a bestseller again. Yes, I'm proud to tell you. And no, I'm not going to stop talking about my plan. What, I should let you do it? If I am not for myself, who will be? If I'm only for myself, who am I? Think about it. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. For those of you who don't listen to what a person says and try to condemn somebody before they're finished, let me read you the last paragraph of the World Net Daily article that is on the top of Drudge. Even if we only get 10% of what Trump promised us, we're 1,000% better than if she had won. Remember what she would have done, Savage said. The Second Amendment would have been gone. The First Amendment is emasculated. She would have increased the surveillance state. She would have flooded America with Muslims, raised taxes on the middle class, and day and night propaganda about the evils of the white race. Period. End of story. Listen before you criticize. The reason I criticize Rince is because I've listened, and that's why I'm talking about him. He is an altar boy for the very same establishment that we have rejected over and over and over again. The gobbler from Kentucky, John Boehner, the shicker. That's who I'm talking about here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Sausage and peppers here, gelato over there, circus down at the end of the street. Here we are, the circus continues. So we wake up, and the next thing we know, long live the king. The king is dead. The very same power structure that destroyed this country, the very same power structure that we were infuriated with in 2012, and we put young people in who were going to do our bidding, and then they shafted them all, pushed them aside. Now we see they're in charge of all the appointments immediately, Rinso Priebus. So what do you expect me to do? I would be remiss of my duties if I sat here and said nothing. I can't just go along because he picked them. First of all, he didn't pick them. Rinso was forced upon him. We've gone from rhinos to Rinso in one election, Savage told WND, dubbing Priebus with the name of the iconic laundry soap. Savage said he wanted to make it clear he was not turning on Trump. I'm not attacking Trump at all, he told WND. I am advising Trump to beware, because if he loses his base on the first day, what's going to happen in the first month? This is a criticism of the establishment that is so all-powerful that they've already entangled him, Savage explained. He noted Priebus has argued for embracing comprehensive immigration reform, which opponents regard as de facto amnesty. And back in April, Savage pointed out, Priebus said he would not let the Trump campaign take over the Republican Party apparatus if he won the nomination. If we don't raise our voices now and say, no, over our dead bodies, you're not doing this to us again, Boehner and McConnell, who are they going to put in the Supreme Court, Savage asked. Are we going to get the conservative judges we have promised? Or are we going to get middle-of-the-roaders like Roberts, Rhino Rinso judges, he asked. On trade, will the Rinsos pass TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, after we were told they were going to oppose TPP? We know what they did to us in 2014, Savage said, referring to the omnibus spending bill and other measures regarded as a betrayal of a party base that gave the GOP sizable majorities in Congress in the midterm elections. Didn't Boehner do exactly this, Boehner and McConnell? They promised all and gave nothing? Savage acknowledged that the appointment of former Breitbart chief Steve Bannon as senior advisor to Trump provides a counterbalance to Priebus, but he argued Priebus will be leading the effort to fill 4,000 administrative positions. Priebus will create the top layer of bureaucracy in the country, not Bannon, Savage said. Trump could have chosen Bannon, but he did not. He also noted that the chief of staff is the gatekeeper to the White House. He decides who sleeps in the Lincoln bedroom, Savage said. We're going to have lobbyists. We're going to have Republican loyalists. We'll have the same exact thing we got under Boehner and McConnell, said Savage. Who do you think they're going to pick? They're not going to pick young conservatives who want to change Washington. They want the status quo. It's going to be the Chamber of Commerce. It's as though Jeb Bush won. Savage added a word of perspective, however, imagining the alternative. Even if we only get 10% of what Trump promised us, we're 1,000% better than if she had won, he said, referring to Clinton. Remember what she would have done, Savage said. The Second Amendment would have been gone. The First Amendment emasculated. She would have increased the surveillance state. She would have flooded America with Muslims, raised taxes on the middle class, and day and night propaganda about the evils of the white race. That article is going to live in infamy. It's a great article. Savage warns Trump on Priebus. Looks like Jeb Bush won. From Rhinos to Rinso, won election. Published just 2 hours ago on WND. It's already linked to the most important website in the world. Everybody knows it's read around the world. And it's so important. It's something akin to, you know, I once said that Matt Drudge is the Hearst of our generation. Remember that years ago? I'm not wrong. Hearst shaped nations with his newspapers. Today, the newspapers are largely irrelevant, right? They're nothing. They're rags put out by the Democrats, and we all know it. The same garbage you can read in a college newspaper, you know. So who now shapes the minds of people? Well, there are websites that do it. There are talk radio shows that do it. And that's about it. Headline, man in the green felt hat. Honeymoon over already? Question mark. Savage says looks like Jeb Bush won. And then below it, we see Godfather. Chicago will always be sanctuary. No, it won't. No, it won't. No, it won't. You're not the president. All you do is manage a killer state, a police state in Chicago, where people are murdering each other like flies. No, it will not remain a sanctuary city. If you remember, my friend, immigration, we were told 1,000 times, is not controlled by a municipality, nor by a state. It is controlled by the federal government. They all forgot what they've been saying for years. Remember that? Remember when the illegal alien here in San Francisco killed that girl, Kate Steinle? Whatever happened to him? Remember we wanted them to crack down on the sanctuary city? And what did these lousy, stinking, progressive individuals say? Oh, no. Oh, no. The federal government controls immigration. Well, there's a new federal government coming in January, and they're going to control immigration. That's the whole point. So he's already getting up, the Godfather of Chicago. Oh, not in my city. You'll hear it in San Francisco, too. Not in my city. Austin, Texas. Not in my city. De Blasio. No, not in my city. Oh, you're wrong. Yes, in your city. And if you break the law, you'll be arrested along with the illegals. That's what will happen. You wait and see. It's not happening in the first 30 days. That's if Trump, the big if, the IF, if Trump fulfills his promises to crack down on illegal aliens, if Trump builds a wall or a fence, and if Trump enforces the law as we have begged him to do. You know, his number one issue was immigration. I mean, I remember this campaign from the get-go. I know what put him on the map. What put Trump on the map was the wall with Mexico and banning Muslims from coming into America. I mean, let's not mince words. You've all forgotten how many people were killed in terrorist acts over the last few years here in this country. You forgot all of the acts by our wonderful visitors from the Middle East. All the flowing robes and what was underneath the robes. No, we haven't forgotten it. All the attacks upon America, we all wanted it stopped. We wanted a law and order candidate, and we wanted our border laws enforced, right? Well, okay, we have one now. So we don't want Rhino in charge of watering it down. Rhino has to go back to Oshkosh, where he came from. But he's not going to go back because he is the altar boy of the Republican establishment that we all detest. Make no mistake about it. We detest them. Are they any different than the Democrats? How does the Republican establishment differ from the Democrat establishment? In what way do they differ? I don't see any difference. So don't tell me because Rince Priebus is a Republican, we should sit here and say congratulations because Donald picked him. You're wrong. That's all. But I understand very clearly what Trump is doing. That's if there's a strategy behind it. The strategy is quite simple, which is he has to work with the power structure initially. He's not even in the White House yet. She hasn't even picked new curtains and new carpets. They haven't taken the Lincoln bedroom down to the studs after Al Sharpton was in there. They got to take out the walls down to the studs after Sharpton was in there. Exterminate the bed bugs. They got to clean it out after Sharpton was in there. They have a lot of work to do ahead of them. They haven't even started yet. She's saying, well, why are you criticizing him? Why? You don't know what I'm saying today? Cautioning him that already is steering the ship in the wrong direction? Look, let's put it this way. Let's make it an analogy like a big ship, giant ship. America's a ship, big ship. Captain has been steering the ship to the left so long it's going in circles. I put it another way years ago, for those of you who don't follow me often enough and don't have the wisdom necessary to hear me. Before you dismiss me because you don't like my accent, because you're a real racist at the core, all you lovely liberals. I said it years ago, even a bird needs two wings to fly.
We've had a bird flying with one wing, the left wing, for so long it's flying in a circle. So now we balanced out the bird's flight. We put in a right wing. So we want the country to fly right. Left wing, right wing. If we're going to have a left wing again, and the right wing is now tied behind the bird's back, the bird's going to continue to fly in a circle. You understand? What's intriguing, though, that if an animal flies with one wing, it goes in the opposite direction. If I want to use that analogy completely. So you have a bird, let's say, you tie a wing behind its back, and it's one wing. Oh, look, I don't think it could fly at all, right? But let's say, for the sake of discussion, left wing, it would move the bird in what direction, boys and girls? To the right! And a right wing would move it in direction which way? To the left! But it doesn't work that way. It's a metaphor. Even a bird needs two wings to fly. A left wing and a right wing. And all we've had is a left wing for so long that we finally said, unshackle the right wing. Now we wake up, and who's in charge? The birdman of Oshkosh. Rinso. Rinso's in charge. How'd that happen? It should have been Bannon. I would have liked to see Bannon as chief of staff. That's what I wanted to see. A young Turk, good man, smart man, aggressive man, true conservative. He would have put 4,000 conservatives in the top layer of government. That's what we need. We don't need the same exact stuff. Let's take some of the calls on the Savage Nation. WBOB Felix, line 1, 30 seconds or less, fire away.
Hey, Michael, thanks for taking my call. I think we're getting out ahead of this thing here. I trust Donald Trump's judgment, and I think Rance Priebus, you got to look at his success over the years, 2010, 12, 14, and now 16, giving us the large majority that we have.
Whoa. In 2012, didn't we put in some conservatives, and what happened to them?
I agree with you, but
what happened? Where are all the conservatives we sent to Congress in 2012? What did Rinso and the boys do to them?
I don't think they had the fight in them now, but now with the presidency,
they flushed them down the drain. All the people who won in the bloodbath of 2012 were pushed aside by Rinso and the rhinos. Sorry, I disagree with you on that, my friend. I'm glad you're still a listener, though. You know, we don't have to hate each other to disagree. But there's a good news story today, and I have to repeat it before it's lost to the news. Donald Trump came on this show in October, right, Jim? It was in October or something. And I led him... sorry, say it again. October 17, 2016. It was an unscripted interview. His staff didn't want him on this show, believe me. Let me tell you what happened. I led him with questions, which I have here, because there's no script. And I said to him, if you win, would you talk to Mr. Putin even before you're nominated, even before you're inaugurated, if you win? And listen to what he said, because he just did it today. It's my win. Listen carefully to that interview.
Yeah. If I win on November 8th, I think I could see myself meeting with Putin and meeting with Russia prior to the start of the administration.
All right, so he got that from me. And what happened after that was the staff went berserk. They didn't want him going off script, so they kept him away from me. It was very hard to get him back because they only wanted me to let him say what they wanted him to say. I understand that. Okay, he was better when he was on script, but he went off script. He was actually better. Guess what he did today? Just what he just said. He called Putin. They said they're going to work together to crush ISIS. No World War III. All the warmongers can go back to their sorority and take their hatchets against each other. No war. No World War III. No battle groups. No dogfights between our jets. Once again, Russia and the U.S. are allies against the common enemy. That's one of the greatest things I've seen in my lifetime. And if I had anything to do with it, which I think I did... I'll tell you something. I'm very proud of myself. I hope you are as well. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
So I'm getting comments all over the map. Here's one from Facebook. I understand Savage's point of view and Trump's point of view for selecting Rinso. I gotta agree more with Savage. Bannon would have had a higher probability to ensure the swamp is not refilled with the old and flexible establishment. Savage has said, though, that everyone is playing checkers while Trump is playing chess. Just gotta wait and see. All right, maybe he is laying low until January 20th. Here's the problem. If Rince is coming in, Rince is already picking the positions now. So who he's picking now is who's going to be put in even after January 20th. And I'm not at all enamored of the fact that the very same contractors, the very same individuals that shafted us after the 2012 Republican sweep are not going to do the same thing to us again. Why couldn't they appoint war hero Tom Cotton? That was my first reaction when they said to me, who should he appoint? I said, what about war hero Senator Cotton? Why? Where is he? How come he's been pushed aside? How about all the other young people who are really conservative? Why weren't they picked? Why? Because that's the way it is. That's all. KBET, Carl, line two, fire away. You got 2 minutes, fire away.
Yeah, I was told to go right to the point. I'm a doctor in clinical psychology. I talked to you about a month ago, and I gave you two laughs. I don't have to remember. Anyway, I unfortunately have to disagree with you. I think Priebus is more grounded, and at least he's an honest man. But I have to go against Bannon. If you've read Breitbart, which I have, there's an awful lot of racist, anti-Semitic lines that come out of that. And I've heard you mention you were Jewish before. I'm not, but I don't know how.
All right, well, you're putting out the big lie. I can hear it in your voice. Now you're trying to smear me and them all at once. It's a nice try, Doc. But you are a liberal. You wanted Hillary to win. You told me that last time. So why what you're saying should I believe a word?
But you haven't read Breitbart? You don't know what they say?
I read Breitbart. They're not anti-Semitic. No, they are not. No. Why must everything be a litmus test about Jews? Where'd that come from? What are you reading, like the wallpaper in the back of the office? I don't understand you people. Why do you come up with anti-Semitism when it's not there? What are you imagining these things? Show me one article on Breitbart that's anti-Semitic.
Andrew Breitbart would turn over his grave to know that this man is running that news story.
Wait, what do you know about Steve Bannon? Have you ever met him?
No, obviously not. I never met...
I have. How do you like that? I met him once. We had a lengthy discussion about doing a video of my life somewhere about 8 to 10 years ago because he had just done a very successful video of Ronald Reagan. He's a fabulous filmmaker, by the way. I didn't see any anti-Semitism. I didn't see any horns coming out of his head.
Well,
I think you're wrong, Carl. You're reading the wrong websites, and you're getting paranoid over nothing. Steve Bannon is not what the media is trying to make him into being. And Rinso is, of course, somebody you would approve of because you wanted Hillary to win. So Rinso and Hillary would be very comfortable in the same room together, drinking champagne cocktails at 40,000 feet. I'm sure they clink glasses and agree on everything and say, screw the Eddies out there, the unwashed masses, the deplorables. No, my friends, I think you're wrong. I'll be back in a minute. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Today's show is me keeping my promise to you. It was I who elected Donald Trump. I don't need anyone else to tell me that. You know it and I know it. He was on the show since 2011. People have listened to his policy ideas, said they came right out of your last three books. Why? Because they make sense. They're common sense ideas. But they also resonated with the voter. The so-called disenfranchised voters heard my message, whether it was directly on this radio show, heard on 260 stations around the country, or in one of my best-selling books, or on my website, or on Facebook. I was pounding the hammer, beating the drum, year after year, year in, year out. I wake up and suddenly we see the exact people that we wanted thrown out now running the country. I'm just trying to caution Donald Trump. He goes on 60 Minutes. And he says that Obama's a nice man. Then he said Hillary's a nice woman. All right, I understand politics. I understand he can't come across like Mussolini screaming and yelling. I get that. He's very smart. He's a diplomat. He's a businessman. He's building bridges. Believe me, I see the big picture. That's all well and good what Trump says on 60 Minutes. What's not well and good is appointing Renzo Priebus to be chief of staff. And why do I say that? Because he is going to appoint 4,000 people to their jobs in the Trump administration. 4,000 of the top layer of the bureaucracy that we will live with for the next 4 to 8 years are being appointed by none other than the head of the party that we just elected out of office. It is no different than if Jeb Bush had won. Think about what I just said. If Jeb Bush had run and beaten Hillary, which would have been unlikely because he didn't attract any of our attention. He wouldn't have gotten the disenfranchised white guy to come out and vote. Never. He was not an attractive candidate. He didn't give us what we wanted. But if Jeb Bush had won, tell me how it would be any different today than the way it is now, with Priebus now coming in as chief of staff. So the same 4,000 people that Jeb Bush would have appointed are now going to be appointed by the RNC. And who are these 4,000 people? Why, they're the very same people who were thrown out after Bush left. You think they're not waiting in the wings? You think they're not working at all of these think tanks? You think that they're not the exact same people that destroyed our hopes for secure borders, English as the official language, and a culture we can be proud of? That's who they are, and they're going right back where they were, and then some. But it gets even worse. Unless we raise our voices now, on week one, before he's even president, you can just imagine if you take the trajectory of what is being done right now and move it forward 3 months from now, and you will see that we got nothing out of this election. So, what is my job? My job as a member of the media is that I'm a member of the Fourth Estate. And what is the Fourth Estate supposed to do? We are supposed to be a thorn in the side of those in power. We're not supposed to be currying favor with them to get invited to the Lincoln bedroom, or to be invited to a state dinner, or begging for a job in the government. I don't want any of the above. I don't really want to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom after Al Sharpton was in there. I don't really want a government position. I don't need one. I don't want to take a cut in pay and a cut in status and sit all day long, 12 hours a day, talking to bureaucrats. But let's look at what we're talking about here. 4,000 jobs are going to be filled by the RNC. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Now, I know many of you don't want to hear this. Many of you are confused. Many of you are saying you're acting like a Brutus by attacking him. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. We're not in the media to sit here and kiss his behind. If he's going off course on day one, you know what it's going to be like on day 30? I want you to think about it if you're a boater or you're a navigator of any way. If a ship goes off course by 1 degree on day one, do you know how big that angle is 30 days from that day? You know how big 1 degree becomes way out in the sea? Now, if it's off course by 50 degrees or 60 degrees, can you imagine what that ship will be doing 60 days from now? Politics is a very strange quagmire for those of us who are immersed in it 24/7, as I have been for 20-some-odd years and many years before that. The fact was, in addition to my opening comments, which will probably be picked up by many enemies of Donald Trump, saying that even his supporters are turning on him, which is not what I said, but they'll extract it because that's what the News Klux Klan does, those like Wolf Blitzer and the NKK, those who wear not white sheets but the sheets of the seat, will take my statements out of context and say I am attacking Trump, which I'm not doing at all. My point is quite different. I promised my listeners that if Trump got elected, I would try to keep him on track, didn't I? Didn't I tell you over and over again that our job would begin after the election? Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I say to you that it would be men like me who have to say, now, wait a minute, no, Mr. President, I'm sorry, with all due respects, we're glad you're president, but no, 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 you're not going to put in rhinos everywhere or rinsos. But that's what happened. Now that it's like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Only in this case, the story may not end the way we want it to end. This is not an attack on Donald Trump. Our job was to get a man into office who would defend our nation and restore our pride and bring jobs back. And our job now is to make sure he does what we put him in office to do. We're not expecting 100%, Mr. Trump, but we are expecting more to be done than would have been done had Jeb Bush won. We didn't elect a rhino. Why did we reject Jeb Bush? Why did you so successfully decimate Jeb Bush? Because you knew what he was. He was an insider. Now, I know we're going to get a lot of good things. Trump will designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror organization. That's fantastic. When I see them packing up their skirts, their dirty nightshirts, and I see them flying out of America on their filthy rugs back to where they came from, that'll be a great day for America. I can guarantee you that no matter what Priebus tries to do, I can almost guarantee it, he is not going to bring in 550% more Muslims from terror countries as she would have done. And I can guarantee you as I sit here, he's not going to attack talk radio. He's not going to take away our First Amendment. And I guarantee you he's not going to attack our Second Amendment. The rest I don't know. Why couldn't he appoint a war hero like Tom Cotton? Why could he not have appointed Tom Cotton to a major position? The man fought in our wars. The man is an elected senator. What about all of those young, real conservatives who we elected in 2012? Do you remember them? I have a list of them. Not one of them was picked by the Trump administration. Think about it. Do you remember how many people went to Washington because of the 2012 revolution? Do you remember that? And then we got stabbed in the back by who? Boehner and McConnell. And there they are. McConnell is still there. And the altar boy, Rinso, is there for him. The altar boy. Boehner is, and McConnell's altar boy. Someone much wiser than me said to me on Saturday when we heard about this, he's younger and wiser, much wiser, sees things I don't see, which is what makes him smarter than me. Very few people do. He sees things around the corner and around the globe. And he said, even if we only, I said, what if we only get 10% of what he promised? He said, if we only got zero, if we got 0% of what was promised, we would be 1,000% ahead of where we would be if Hillary Clinton had won. Do you know what Hillary Clinton would have done to this country? I mean, we're all breathing easier, as we should. I don't sit here worrying about a government that's going to come down and crack down on talk radio and get rid of it. That's never going to happen, even with the RNC. Never. I can guarantee you that will not happen under a Trump administration. I'll bet any amount of money. There's no fairness doctrine. Guns, they're not touching your gun. So on two amendments alone, we're 1,000% ahead of where we would have been had she won. Okay, so that's number two. But she promised so many things that was so unpalatable. Not to mention the psychopathic leftists that she was surrounded by, who would have brain beat us every day of our lives, let alone her, with her shrill, maniacal voice, day in and day out screaming about the dangers of white people and white privilege while laughing all the way to the Swiss bank. So, as I say, I see the big picture. This is not an attack. Our job was to get the best person into office. Now that Donald Trump has won, our job is to make sure that Donald Trump does what we put him in office to do. We are not expecting 100%, but we are expecting more to be done than in the past. What are the three top priorities you would have expected from a Trump presidency? What would you do when you wake up and find out, as you did already on Saturday with Newt Gingrich, I don't trust that man. Newt Gingrich is an untrustworthy insider hack. He already came out Saturday and said he didn't mean a wall, he meant a fence. So what should I do? Stay on vacation and come back and say all is well? That's not my job. My job is to be what I've always been in the media. Always the same. 22 years, consistently, a man who built the motto of Borders, Language, and Culture into a crescendo that America finally heard, with my last book, Scorched Earth, raging across the planet in its common sense. But remember the subtitle of the book, Restoring the Country After Obama. Obama is not a nice guy, as Donald Trump said. Obama is a dangerous ideologue of the worst kind. Obama has set race relations back 50 years. Obama has created a war against the police. I don't have to go through a litany of what Obama has done, but nice guy does not apply to Barack Obama. He is the most devious president in American history. I don't know, and I've studied them all. I've never seen anything like what he has gotten away with. So no, he's not a nice guy. But remember what happened, though, after Mr. Trump met Mr. Obama last week? Did you see how he left so meekly? And how he said what a nice man he is and he's going to counsel him? We need Obama to counsel him? That's what the election was about? To have Obama counseling our leader? How did that happen? Well, my friends, I have studied revolution since I'm 18 years old. We just had a revolution. But have we really had a revolution? Or was it just something else? All revolutions never give what they promise, no matter who they are. No matter who the revolutionary leader is, the people who got him where he is are always disappointed. I have studied the Castro Revolution in Cuba. I've studied the Hitler Revolution in Germany. Wherever there has been a revolution, on no matter which side, no matter which extreme side, the people who elevate the leader to the power position that the leader has craved his whole life are never satisfied with where the leader goes. So this will be no different. So this is not, I'm not speaking from the point of view of being a Pollyanna who would have expected 100% of what I thought I was going to get. Never. In fact, I was telling you last week, before the election, if we even get 50% of what Donald Trump promises, that'll be 1,000% better, 100% better than what she's going to do, right? What's the opening line in my book, Scorched Earth? Or one of the opening lines, life under Trump, death under Clinton. Yes, we have life, therefore we have chosen life. What I see, though, is the RNC moving in to suck the life out of Donald Trump and his revolution.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, I have good news for you out there. Rudy Giuliani is a finalist for Secretary of State. God, I'm so for Giuliani to become the next Secretary of State. Could you imagine having a man who cleaned up New York trying to clean up the world? What if he got rid of the squeegee men, right? I bet you he became Secretary of State to get rid of the squeegee men with AK-47s and bombs. The former New York City mayor is one of two candidates to be America's top diplomat, according to the Wall Street Journal. The other candidate is John Bolton. Ugh. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of John Bolton. He's the guy who looks like a walrus. He's like always been in the waiting in the wings, went into a think tank. He was like waiting for this day. I don't know. He'd be better than what we had with her, but he doesn't excite me. Giuliani excites me. The final decision will come down to President Trump and his transition team. Giuliani, who has privately expressed interest in the job, played down what role he might play in the Trump administration. In a weekend interview on ABC News, he said, I have a very, very full life, so it would have to be something where I felt he really needed me, and not that I'd be the only one that could do it, but maybe that I could do it a little bit different or a little bit better than somebody else, Giuliani said. That's great. This guy is smart, he's tough, street smart, cleaned up New York, as I said, and he'd probably clean up the world. What a difference we're going to have if we get a guy like Giuliani. Wouldn't that be great? Finalist for Secretary of State. Bolton should be Under Secretary of State, Walrus in Chief. He should be in charge of the bird life of Antarctica. I'm sorry. I don't know. Certain people just, I don't know, like I read him on face value, but I don't know what he did that makes him so. What does he think he's, why is he qualified to be Secretary of State, Bolton? What, the mustache? The toupee? All right, put it aside. Giuliani's the better choice. That's all. Next case, move on. It's fabulous. Just fabulous. I am so optimistic right now by what is going on that maybe, just maybe, maybe things will work out in the long run. Maybe the short run, it's not what I want. Maybe it is what you think. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. But see, the problem is once he makes these 4,000 appointments, how is he going to change them? How? This is the top rung. I am Donald Trump's greatest supporter, both on air and off air. I am a loyal man. And the fact of the matter is that he needs a loyalist like me on his side. And I will defend him, as I have done. Just his deal already today with Putin on the phone. Bingo. How much is that worth to all of us? 2 weeks ago, we were afraid of World War III from this psycho community destroyer. And the hysteric that wanted to be president, the lunatic, the shoe job, slipping and falling every other day, propping her up. Could you imagine if we woke up and a week after she was elected, what would be going on today? The aircraft carriers would be cruising the sea. You'd have a fighter jet shoot down already with Russia. The moment was out of control. So things are good. They're better. The world is a better place. We're not going to hear about white privilege now for 4 to 8 years. Isn't that wonderful? Black Lives Matter will be put back where they belong. The cops will get control of them come February, I guarantee you. I guarantee you the Rangers will be out of, they'll be back where they belong. The drug dealers are not going to go wild in the streets with money from George Soros or anyone else. In fact, if I were George Soros, I'd be trying to send a few doves to Donald Trump. He's not God Almighty, that Soros. There's not a place to hide on this planet for a man as evil as him, in my estimation. Him and his son should be tracked down for what they've done to this country. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere. I'll never get-